Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Welcome to hour number three. And yeah, we are still doing what I like to call cooking up a batch of home fries. Oh man, you can just smell them. It's good stuff. All right, hey, listen, to make it all better, we're going to bring on a friend of mine who has always got the gift of gab. He is the grand poobah of publishing. He is the prince of punditry. He is from the Trustful Tribune, Scott Buttram. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Phil. How are you doing? I don't know if I can live up to all that, but I'm doing well.
is it not the best introduction you've ever had?
It is. It's number one. You went right to the top of the list.
Well, listen, hey, man, I gotta ask you, as we're cooking up some home fries here, I was just talking earlier in the show, right before you came on, about the just, and I know it happens because I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's not near as big as the press makes it out to be. But it does seem like there's some dysfunction right now between the Republican State House and the Republican State Senate. Like, even to the point that yesterday the speaker called a press conference to tell the world what he thought the Senate needs to do, which I thought was a novel way to handle it. Why don't you just call each other?
Well, here's the irony of this. Phil, if this session had adjourned, say, a week and a half ago, it would easily have been hailed as one of the most conservative and strongest sessions in Alabama state history.
Okay.
I mean, they got school choice. Yeah. They did away with DEI, did away with ballot harvesting. I mean, just such a positive session. If you are a conservative living in Alabama, and the majority of people living in Alabama are conservative.
Yeah.
So they could have adjourned, gone to die, gone home, and just patted themselves on the back for an entire year. They've hung out just long enough to make us wonder if they're going to actually pass something that turns this into the worst session in state history. I don't know what they're doing. I don't think they know what they're doing. I don't think, I'm not going to say they don't know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. I'm not sure any of them have a clear path on where they want to go or how they're going to get there on some of these issues coming up. And some of these issues, like the increasing the online sales tax.
Oh, my gosh.
To sell us on, that's because conservative business owners want it to be, so brick and mortar will be on a level playing field. I offered to interview any of those business owners who would like to go on the record and explain to our audience how raising their taxes is going to make for a level playing field between online sales and brick and mortar.
Yeah.
And of course, we found out it was the Big Ten mayors who were behind all of that.
Yeah, the Big Ten mayors. So the 10 largest cities in the state, referred to as the Big Ten, are lobbying to raise online sales taxes.
Of which they will get 65% going to the city.
Yeah. Yeah, because
that's written in the law that they will get 2/3 for their 10 cities. The premise is, well, they're the big cities. They supply jobs. They also supply all the crime. And in the city of Birmingham, they are 1/3 of the population of Jefferson County, but they're accounting for 90% of the homicides in Jefferson County. And they're so serious about fighting crime, they literally let their city jail get condemned. They're letting it collapse.
Oh,
they
wow.
forced all of their prisoners on the county. And we're going to give them 2/3 of the money? And these are Republicans, by the way. We only had two Republicans on the committee voted against it. The rest of which included the Speaker of the House and the Chairman of the Education Ways and Means Committee, they all voted for it.
God,
all voted for it.
I look at this and think that's the nuttiest thing I've ever heard. And oh, by the way, saying that brick and mortar stores need it, where do they think brick and mortar stores get the supplies and things that they sell? And a lot of them order it online.
Of course.
So,
listen, when there was no tax on online items, okay, that's significant. We pay 10% sales tax here in Trustful.
Yeah.
So paying 0% savings, that's worth looking at. But that's not the case. It hasn't been the case for years. And now we're down to 1.25%. That's not going to change the fate of brick-and-mortar stores. It's just not. If you want to survive as a brick-and-mortar, offer a service or goods that people can't get online. And there are ways, I mean, restaurants and bars do it every day. There's probably others out there that are doing it.
Yeah, and the reality is, in a down economy like we're in right now,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
like
19%
inflation. Yeah, like, is there a good time to raise taxes? I would say no, but there can be a worse time to raise taxes. And the worst time to raise taxes is when everybody's already hurting. That's like saying, hey, we're gonna not only make you, you know, limp on that bad knee, we're going to kick the other knee too. That's what they're doing.
That's right. And here's another side of it. There are cities, counties, communities that have a real need. We're dealing with an issue right now in Trustful. We are about to have to talk about raising property taxes. Otherwise, we're going to be surrounding schools with portables because we're growing so fast here. And so, you know, you want them competing with a frivolous sales tax hike that is unnecessary, unneeded, and you're really doing it to appease 10 people? I don't understand it.
It's not 10 people. They represent a lot of people. They're the mayors of the Big Ten.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You said something on Twitter this morning about we need to rename the Big Ten to something else. What was it you said? I don't even remember now.
I'm open for names.
Oh, you were fishing for names. Okay.
So we need a new name for this group. I mean, now, if it were me, it would be the Alabama Costa Nostra. because you got 10 crime families. Or 10 families, we won't call them crime families, 10 families, and then they go to the people who, you know, the government, who's supposed to be overseeing them, and they have them do their bidding for them. And I don't know. It just looks like a typical mafia setup to me.
Unbelievable. Well,
unbelievable.
It is very unbelievable. Hey, let me ask you, let's switch gears real quick. There's a major fight right now. Yellowhammer's got a story on it today about the unionization of plants in Alabama. So we've got, they just unionized Volkswagen up in Chattanooga. I'm sitting here looking out the window at beautiful Etowah County. But I distinctly remember when we had Goodyear and Gulf State Steel, both were just churning away and employing thousands of people, and they're both gone.
Oh, yeah. The skeletons of union manufacturing are all over the state of Alabama.
Yeah.
Decaying, caving in. Used to have hundreds, thousands of workers, and unions one by one took them out of the state, and they're gone. We've got generations of union interference that has cost us jobs and businesses. Right now, you've got the union leader. I can't remember his name. He was in the news yesterday, calling the governor and state leaders puppets for the corporate world and all this stuff. Those are the same people who put up millions of dollars to get Mercedes, Hyundai, Honda, all these people into the state of Alabama, and they did it for one reason and one reason only: the jobs that they brought for the state of Alabama.
Yeah.
And now these people are telling those people who landed those jobs, those Alabamians who got those jobs, these people who spent millions to get you this job, they're horrible people. And now they want to go talk to their bosses and demand raises. If people are paying attention, if the workers are paying attention, you don't have to look far to find the truth about unions in Alabama. Just go ask your granddaddy, go ask your mother. Yep. They'll tell you the stories. But you're seeing these people in the media right now and how horrible they talk to and about people. You want to think twice before you ask them to go represent you to the guy who determines your paycheck and the hours you work.
No kidding, man. I mean, and you're right. I love the way you said it. The skeletons of unionization are all over. Like I grew up, the steel plants in Fairfield and all over Jefferson County. My granddaddy was a steel worker, and it's all gone. Every bit of it's gone.
Right.
Never to return.
Gulf States Paper for me in Tuscaloosa.
Oh, yeah.
Huge paper mill. The owner of the company was Jack Warner, lived there in Tuscaloosa, wanted to keep that open. He had interest all over the Southeast, but that was his hometown. had to shut it down due to the unions. And it just sat there in the union graveyard like the rest of the state.
Hey, let me ask you something. Scotty, can you hang on through the break and keep this conversation going a few more minutes?
Sure, I can run my mouth as long as you want.
Well, you are the prince of punditry in the grand poobah of publishing. So, all right, hang on. We're with Scott Buttram from the Trustful Tribune. We're going to come right back and cook up a little more batch of home fries. I got some questions about possible Medicaid expansion. Holy crap. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, wow. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, going right back to the phones right now with our friend Scott Buttram from the Trustful Tribune, cooking up a batch of home fries together. Hey, Scott, let me ask you something, man. There's a story on Alabama Daily News today that the House Joint Health Committee, actually it's a Joint Health Committee, House and Senate, is actually hearing from lawmakers in other states about how they successfully navigated the Medicaid expansion in their states. What is happening with Medicaid expansion?
Well, they've been playing footsies with the Democrats over it the entire session.
Yeah.
And you know, you and I hear stuff, and we know that has been talked about behind the scenes. And that's exactly what we were talking about before the break, Bill. This supermajority Republican House and Senate, I mean, they were in a position to take the win and go home.
Yeah.
Since spring break, really, everything has been about Democrat causes. Now, let's think about the Alabama Democrats in this state. And remind our listeners again, we have a supermajority Republican Senate, supermajority Republican House. They don't need the Democrats for anything if they're unified. They don't need them for anything. But every session we see this. They come in to every session with this desire to appease the Democrats and to give them something that they want. The same people who have spent every single minute in session for the last 10 years openly calling Republicans racist, bigots, every name but a child of God from the floor of the House and from the floor of the Senate. Why do these Republicans feel any need to provide anything for that group of people?
I don't have a good answer for you. I mean, I recognize that every once in a while you want to throw somebody a bone because as much as you might yell at each other in public, you're still shaking hands behind the scenes. And
there's things we can agree on. There are things we can agree on.
Anthony Daniels is a staunch Democrat, but he's the one who also had the overtime tax bill that I thought was great. So I can see it. Right. But here's the thing. Part of my concern, though, is they're doing this in part because they want it too. And that's what bothers me is I'm looking at a Republican supermajority might not be just kowtowing to Democrats. They might be saying, we kind of want Medicaid expansion ourselves.
All right. But right now, they're talking about Obamacare expansion. Now, let's call that what it is. They're talking about that.
Yep.
They have got a bill up to water down bail requirements. And let me tell you where that is going to hurt the most. It's going to hurt the most in places like Jefferson County, where we have an entirely Democrat judicial system here, entirely Democrat. And despite the fact that there are a lot of Republican cities in Jefferson County, there's enough Democrats that they control the judiciary. They are plea bargaining everybody. They are letting people out without bail. This will make it easier for them to do it. They're putting criminals on the street left and right in Jefferson County. Why would Republicans okay that?
Yeah.
Why would they help make these things happen? These are decidedly Democrat issues that members of our Republican supermajority are going along with. And you're right. Some of them want it too. Otherwise, it wouldn't be happening.
Yeah. All right. I'll tell you what, man, with just a couple minutes left here before we hit the end of our segment together. Going to the federal side, so the U.S. delegation for our House delegation from Alabama was very split on support for the Ukraine aid package, which then transcended into what just happened in the U.S. Senate, when our two senators, Tommy Tuberville and Katie Britt, they were split on whether to send aid to Ukraine. Tuberville voted against it, called it a slap in the face to Americans, and Britt was for it and apparently voted to support it. So your thoughts on that?
Well, I agree with Senator Tuberville. I'm hedging what I'm saying a little bit here, Phil, because I do think we need to support Ukraine against Russia. I do believe that. Mm-hmm. I don't believe we can continue to pour billions of dollars into a foreign country with no accountability and nothing to be done on our border. That's important. So I would have voted no. I think the Republicans at some point are going to have to take a stand in order to get the southern border shut down, and they just don't seem willing to do it. I would rather have seen Senator Britt vote with Senator Tuberville and vote no on that package.
Yeah, and I don't recall them being split on something major up to now. I mean, maybe they were at some point, but that may be the first significant one I've seen.
Yeah, there may have been one other vote where they went different ways, but I think it was kind of a minor non-issue matter. But I was disappointed to see Senator Britt go that way.
All right. Well, Scott Buttram, the grand poobah of publishing, the prince of punditry, and with the Trustful Tribune, man, I appreciate you. Thanks always for coming on, okay?
Absolutely, Phil. Thank you for having me on, and thanks for all you're doing up there, man.
All right, buddy. See you soon. That's a great subject. We'll come right back. I'll wrap this up. I've got a couple more things you might want to know about. Stuff happening with your lawmakers, with things happening in and around your state. And oh, by the way, what's going on with that gambling bill, and who just came out and said don't do it? We'll tell you. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.